If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Gamertag Radio, we have brand new designs. Yes, brand new designs at our store. Take advantage right now. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com. Brand new t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, posters, and so much more. Go ahead and support GTR.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 1014. That's 1014. Thank you for listening here. This is your host, Danny. I'm doing a solo episode. And this is a very, very important special podcast episode for our listeners because of everything that is going on now with the coronavirus worldwide, not just in the United States, but this is like is going on everywhere. Make sure that everybody's there listening to be safe. Stay home. Make sure to wash your hands. Stay clean because the situation might get worse if we are not top of our game. So right now, I'm going to give a couple of updates because I'm living here in New York City right now. I moved from Miami to New York. So I know there's numbers already out there that of people that have been tested positive here in New York. And right now, I believe it's like 30,000 or so. And there's reasons why that's happening. A lot is because there was not enough test kits here. Not only here, but in other states in the United States. And this is the first time a lot of people are getting tested. They've probably been having this for a while. And they don't feel sick. So they're just walking around, going to the supermarket, like living the normal life, going to work. And they just don't know. And a lot of people are just finding this out now. So that's the scary part. The bad part is when you don't know and you walk around, you're getting other people sick. So this is why it's important for you, the listeners, that yes, it's frustrating. It's not easy, but just stay home. The more you do that, the less people will get sick. You will also might get sick if you go out and start, you know, getting other people sick, and people that you even care about will also get sick. So we have to stay on top of this. I know it's been a very, very tough time for everybody. Me included, because look, I'm living in the city and I'm trying my best not to watch the news a lot because it drives me crazy. But it's good to know what's going on locally in my area. So I always watch the daily briefing on what's going on in the New York State, in the city, and so on. So that's what's going on now. So everything so far around my way, everything is okay. Everything is good. My location, like in where I live in the city, I haven't really been out. The only time I go out is when I go to like the supermarket, grocery store, buy some food, come back home, and I just stay here. This is what helps me during this time. What helps me is play games, lots of games. I play online, talk to people. Also, what I've been doing that's been helping me a lot too is watching movies, talking to Paris and Pete, checking on them to see what's going on with them. You know, everybody is working from home right now. So that's what's going on with me now from the behind the scenes. So I'm trying my best to create create as much content as possible. We might come back here and record some more in the future. I will definitely will let you know when that's going to happen. I know Paris and I, we've been talking behind the scenes on like days when we're going to record and everything, man. So that's what's going on. But all right, let me stop here. Let me promote the podcast very quick. Head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Make sure to post your comments and feedback. Listen to all of our episodes if you want while you're home, relaxing, enjoying it. This is a great time to listen to the show. Also, if you want to find us on any podcast app to make it easy for you, instead of going to the website, just search for Gamertag Radio. Doesn't matter which podcast app you use. Just search. You will find us. Subscribe. If there's a way for you also to post a review. It will help us out a lot. And yeah, let us know what type of content you want us to do. We'll try our best to figure things out and post it here for you, the listener. And here's an important public service announcement I'm going to play here, and we'll be right back after this.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
All right, so a big thank you to the National Broadcast Association for creating that promo. I'm going to be playing that promo for a while till things calms down everywhere. I'm going to be playing that audio here. And I feel like it's important for us to share that to our listeners worldwide.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So the other day, I was thinking about this, because I think it's good to share this to our listeners worldwide. And look, for those who are listening and you didn't see this message through social media or through Discord, make sure to send us your messages. We'll post this on a future episode of Gamertag Radio. So I would love to hear how this is helping you while you're home. So when I posted the other day on social media, also on our Discord, make sure to join in discord.gg/GTR. I wanted to know what games you, the listener, been playing now for the past few days while you're stuck at home. I mentioned that. I don't care if it's new games, old games, whatever games you've been playing, even if it's mobile, Atari, the NES, ColecoVision, PlayStation 4, Xbox One X, just send it to us, because I think it's very, very important for us to share this to the world, because we're going through a lot, but these games been helping us out a lot during this tough times. I'm going to take it back during the week of 9/11. I was excited for many things that was coming out during that time. It was the Jay-Z Blueprint album. I also had a Nintendo Game Boy Advance. So during that time, Advance Wars was coming out too. So I was very, very excited about that, right? Then 9/11 happened. And it was a very dark time here in the city in New York. Super tough. I was stressed out. Not only me, but a lot of people were just like sad. It was bad. It was just really, really bad. And just sad about the whole situation that happened during that time, right? But a game like Advance Wars for the Nintendo Game Boy Advance helped me so much. It was a very, very important time for me to just take things out of my head and just enjoy the game. For me, the games that I've been playing now a lot for the past few days, now over a week, is Phantasy Star Online 2, which you already know how important that game is to me. Listen to the previous episode. We talked about our hands-on impressions, my review, and everything. Is a really, really good episode. Make sure to tune in. It's awesome. Another games that have been helping me a lot is Doom Eternal for from Bethesda. Awesome game, very challenging, crazy, chaotic, and one of the most difficult FPS games that I ever played in my life. It's super hard, but it is entertaining. It is so much fun. And it's a game that you should definitely pick up if you get the chance. Another game that I've been playing, amazing, amazing game, which came out even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, is Ori and the Will of the Wisps. That game, amazing. Make sure if you have Xbox Game Pass, go check it out, download it. Or if you just want to buy it, the game is also available for that too. And the most important game, in my opinion, during this time is Animal Crossing for the Nintendo Switch, which in a couple days, I'm going to be reviewing the game with Mandy. So stay tuned for that. But that game is so relaxing. There's no rush. You're just playing your way. This is your island. And I just love that. Look, this morning I wake up. And actually, I've been doing this now almost every day. I turn on my Nintendo Switch at 8 o'clock in the morning just to hear Tom Nook making his announcement and telling us what's going to happen today. Like every day. He mentions like activities, events, stores that open, also the museum. My museum just opened up recently on my island. So that was really, really cool. It's just super relaxing. I love the game. It's super cool. Like the other day, Paris asked me like, hey, what is Animal Crossing about? He doesn't really know much about it. And I explained to him like, this game is just special and it's super chill. And I'm going to talk about this in the next episode of GTR with Mandy, which I'm very excited. We talked about it a couple weeks ago as to why we were excited. And now we're going to talk about the actual game now for the past few days. So stay tuned for that. So I wanted to hear from everybody else on what are the games that they've been playing during this time on this special fan mail edition. It's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right, so we're going to play a lot of voicemails. We're going to play also, I have emails too that I'm going to read. But here's one. This is from Madu. Madu, please, I hope I'm not butchering your name. Let me know if it's good. This person is emailing all the way from Sweden. So he writes, hi, GTR crew. You're my favorite gamer podcast that helps me get through my boring work days. However, I wonder how traffic is now during isolation times. Since me personally only listen to podcasts during work, I work in a manufacturing and my factory will be closed for the foreseeable future. There is no working from home in my line of work. So I'm curious if you notice more or less listeners now during these hard times. Keep up what you're doing. You guys are the best. Madu from Sweden. So first of all, thank you so much. I know it's a very hard time and hopefully everything is okay over there. Make sure to be safe. And yeah, stay in touch with us, man. If you get the chance, join our Discord community. We're there. We talk a lot. Talk about a lot of things besides games too, but make sure to join in. Now, I've been checking traffic. Traffic has been good. What I've been noticing is traffic goes up more within the first 24, 48 hours because people are probably excited just to hear the new episode. So I've been noticing that a lot. So our numbers increased a little bit more too ever since we also got the interview with Phil Spencer, because remember, there's a lot of new people that never heard of us. And even though we've been podcasting now for 15 years, this is the first time that they actually heard about GTR, which is, it's cool. I don't get mad or anything like that, but it happens. You know, there's so much content worldwide. You know, people could watch YouTube, Twitch, and podcasts and listen to their favorite shows, but they've never heard about us. You know what I'm saying? So that's really cool. But yeah, our numbers hasn't been going down at all. It's been actually going up. And sorry for the background. I'm in New York City, so you're going to hear some trains here in the back. But anyways, our numbers have been going up. And it's because people are just consuming content as much as they can, not only with audio, but also video. So that's been going on a lot. So thank you for that email. I think that's a very, very important email, man. So, all right. So this is from Matt from KC. Hey, guys. Hope everyone is good. I just got told today that my job is an essential one, so I'm not stuck at home. However, when I get home or on the weekends since quarantine, here's what I've been relaxing with. So he mentions a couple games here. Borderlands 3, The Sims 4, Skyrim, Bloodborne, and also Horizon Zero Dawn. So far, that's it. Just downloaded the new Tomb Raider and Control from PS Now while I still have it. And I want to hop into Gears 5 and Hellblade while I still have Game Pass. My daughter has been playing Mario Kart 8 and Untitled Goose Game. That's what he writes. That's what's going on in my house. Love the show. You guys are awesome. I'm looking forward to each show. I work in maintenance, so listening to the show helps the day go by a little easier. So thank you to Danny, Paris, and Pete. Matt from KC. Matt, thank you so much, man, for the email, man. And I love doing this, man. You know, you guys don't know how much it's so important for me to stay in touch with our community, with our listeners. I don't care from where you're listening at, man. If you're listening to us at work, while driving, at home, the gym, it doesn't matter because we're all part of the same community, man. And the reason why I wanted to do this of hearing what type of games everybody's listening, while everybody's playing is because we want to share that to our listeners. We have variety of different type of people that plays all types of games. It could be RPG, it could be action, it could be battle royale. We're all playing games and it helps us out, man. If you're having so much fun with that game, even if it's a mobile game, if you're having fun, that's all that matters, man. That's why for the past few years, we've been saying this, that console war crap doesn't mean nothing. To us is, are you having fun? Was your money worth it that you purchase this product, purchase that game? That's the most important thing, man. It's not about like PlayStation and Xbox. Like, we laugh when we see all these tweets and everything like that about that. You know what I'm saying? So look, you mentioned all these games that you're playing now for the past few days. That is awesome, man. Some of these games I've never even played. I've never played The Sims 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look, this is not my type of game, but you're having fun with it. And that's, to me, what's important. So thank you, Matt, for the email. And I love this, man. All right, so here's another one. This is from Christopher Rosario. Man, Christopher, shout out to you, man. He's also a politician in Connecticut, man. Really, really cool. He's been listening to our show for way back in the early days of GTR, man. So I'm super excited that he emailed us, man. So he writes, hey, guys, longtime fan and listener. In between conference calls and Zoom meetings, I've been really enjoying digging in the old catalog and playing lots of Mass Effect 2, Halo 3, and Gears of War 1. All the classics. Stay safe and be well. Thank you, Christopher. And this is the thing too, man. I love retro games. I love old games. I love going back and just playing these games because it reminisces me of like, it reminds me a lot of like during that time where I was at that moment playing that game. So like, let's say Super Metroid, Super Castlevania 4. Man, those are like my classics for the Super NES. Super, super important games for me, man. Not only that, but Halo 2, games like that. It's really cool to go back and play those, man. So thank you, Christopher, for sending us that message about the games that you've been playing.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go with the voicemails now.
Gamer Tag Radio, how are you guys doing today in the midst of this coronavirus outbreak? I'm still working in a manufacturing shop here in Wisconsin. This is John, by the way. Just wanted to let you guys know what I'm playing in the midst of it, since I don't get to do anything other than work and go home. Most people are stuck at work, and I feel bad, but right now, I'm playing Warzone. That's addicting. It's all get out. I'm not playing that. I got my Switch, and I'm playing Tokyo Mirage Sessions. The JRPG came out a few months back, and man, that is addictive as well. I mean, I'm grateful for that, too. If I'm not playing those two, I got my hands on the Resident Evil 2 remake. That thing looks glorious in all of its 4K resolution. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, I'm playing a little bit of Everybody's Golf. That just went on sale on the PlayStation Network, so I picked that up. That's a nice way to just relax without any sort of rage. And, well, unless I miss my shot. But, yeah, that's what I'm playing, guys. And Paris, Danny, and Pete, I hope you guys are doing well, and I will catch you later.
Hello, this is David from Baltimore. I know that everything has been shut down and we're staying in quarantine, but I've been playing a lot of my video games. I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption online on both of my PS4 and my Xbox One. Also, I have the Xbox Game Pass, which I've been playing a lot of Halo 5 Guardian, because I have the Xbox Live Xbox Game Pass, and also I have the also I just downloaded Devil May Cry 3 for Nintendo Switch, which I'm playing it right now, and hopefully everything is safe, and hopefully that has been doing. Other than that, I've been like going out for a walk and just short walks, but staying in and keeping myself safe, and hope everyone stays safe. Later.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. And yeah, that's super important. I think Paris mentioned this a couple of days ago. He mentioned this on a podcast that he's the type of person that is really active, goes to the gym, all that stuff. So if you could work out at your house, even if it's like the backyard or something, do that. Get out for a little bit. Make sure to be active, and it's going to help you out also mentally too, man. Like for me, what I've been doing is, I mean, I don't really have much space to go around here because I don't have a backyard. So the things that have been helping me out is early in the morning, not all the time, but once in a while, my mom will mention to me like, hey, you know, Danny, can you get me this and this and that at the supermarket? So I go early in the morning because there's nobody at the supermarket. There's nobody in the streets. So I go there and take advantage of that little walk. It's super close. It's only like a block away from my house. But it helps me out because I've been stuck here for over a week. So by me going to the supermarket, it helps me out to just get out for a little bit. And then once I come back, wash my hands, I just make sure to clean myself up as soon as I come back. So yeah, man, great voicemail. And yes, I'm happy that you're playing all the systems, all these games. Really, really cool, man. So keep it up. Next voicemail.
Hey, what's going on, Gamertag Radio? How you brothers doing, man? This is Keon calling from Baltimore. I know, Paris, you and Danny, I know that the areas y'all are in, things are pretty tense right now, and I really hope that you guys are getting through it, day by day. But Danny, I saw your post on Facebook asking what were some of your favorite games to play while you were, in quarantine or, just having to stay home. As a truck driver, I'm not home in particularly. I'm out on the road, but I would recommend to people that Until Dawn is a fantastic game to play with your significant other. Of course, if you have older children in the house that are 18 or older, that's definitely a game that you can get more than one person involved in with the different choices that you can make, different decisions, having everybody take a turn on what path they want to go down. It's definitely one of the best games of this generation to me. Definitely not the best, but a very, very good game nonetheless. Also, I would recommend, and I'm sure Paris would probably agree with this, Witcher 3. I mean, my goodness, the game is so expansive. It's huge, and it's just a wonderful game. Just wanted to drop my two cents, with the conversation. But hopefully, once again, you guys are doing well. And thank you guys for all of the hard work that you do. And with that being said, you guys take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.
Man, Keon, thank you so much for the voicemail. And yes, man, All Too Done. Sleeper amazing, amazing game for the PlayStation 4. If you have that console, do me a huge favor. Go buy it digitally. You can find this game now for really, really cheap. I had an amazing time. I played that game twice. Finished it twice because I just wanted to see what was going to happen based on my choices. And it's an amazing game. Super entertaining. Super scary because I'm into horror games and horror movies. So, yeah. Go play it. Highly recommend it. Kian, thank you so much for the voicemail, man. So, we have also emails here from everybody else, from a lot of other people. So, this one is from Gregory from New Orleans. He writes, what's going on, Danny and Parrots? It's been a good minute since I dropped y'all a fan mail. Currently, I'm playing four games, all of which are different genres. Number one, The Division 2 co-op with co-workers and lifelong friends around the country. This has been a great way to catch up and check in on friends and family I've been playing games with for years. He says that he has this for the Xbox One X. Number two, Ori and the Will of the Wisp. It's Ori enough, said right. Game Pass on Xbox One X. He also writes Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. I love fighters and my trio of friends that I don't play The Division play GBFBS with me. He says he plays this on a PlayStation 4. Also, Legend of the Heroes Trials of Cold Steel 3. Side note, I listed the console of each game because while I may lean one way when buying consoles at launch, I love games and I will buy whatever console I need to play the games I love. Stay safe, everyone. And he wrote this all in caps. Wash your hands. Greg, thank you so much for the email. And yes, I agree with you. Everyone, wash your hands. All right. All right. So let's go with another email here. This is from James. He didn't write the location, so this is really cool to see the list that he writes here. So James writes, what's up, Gimme Tag Radio? I've been working from home since March 13th. At that time, I've been playing the following games here. The Witcher 3, first playthrough, excellent game. Division 2, really liking the changes they made since launch last year. After Party, another game in vain. He writes, After Party, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, and also Overwatch. Amazing, amazing. Thank you, James, for sending us this email. All right. Let's see. I have another, man, I have a lot of messages here, but I'm going to check out now on our Facebook account. If you have Facebook, make sure to like us. We're there, Gamer Tag Radio. So I'm going to go over here and let's see. I have the new Facebook layout. I'm not a big fan of it. It's all good. It's a little bit slow for me. I don't know why. All right, so we have a couple comments here because I posted on our Facebook. Make sure to search for Gamer Tag Radio. You'll find us there. All right, so this is from John. He writes, I've been playing Warzone, Resident Evil 2 Remake, Everybody's Golf, and Path of Exile. Awesome, man. All right. Craig wrote this. Ironically, I've been playing Plague, Inc., and he starts laughing. I'm like, all right. Alfredo writes, he says he's been playing Doom Eternal, Apex, and going to get back into Control now they have updated the map. Forgot about that. Control just got updated. If you have that game, or if you haven't, purchase it. It's awesome. And there's going to be more DLC coming out in the future too, especially the one about Alan Wake, which is related to Control. I am super hyped about that. All right, so this is another one from Charles, doing another run back of God of War and also enjoying Warlords of New York in the Division 2. This is the thing. A lot of people are talking about the Division 2 expansion, which is awesome. Massive been adding a lot of content. Just recently, global events just came out. Awesome. Every Tuesday, there's something new, man. So then the next update, which is coming up, is now the next boss that you have to go out there and try to figure it out, how to find that boss and all this stuff. Really cool. Highly recommend it if you're a fan of that type of game, man. So make sure to buy it. It's really cheap right now, man. So we have more voicemails here. Let's go with the next one.
Hey, what's up, GTR? This is Caleb, aka Chubby Wubby, from Huntington Beach. And my game that I'm playing right now at home is the Division II. Now, I play it when I can, because currently my job is considered essential, so my hours haven't changed, but I'm still trying to stay safe out there. But anyways, Division II. I recently got to the tiers now, finally beat the entire campaign and have gone through the first and second tier. Well, currently on the second tier, but yeah, having a lot of fun, just a lot of grinding, a lot of side missions, but overall, just having a good time. Hopefully, I can connect with anybody out there in the GTR community that's on the Xbox servers. Thank you.
That's awesome, man. Now, thank you for the voicemail. Also, we have a Gamertag Radio clan. If you're ready to join, it's cool. If not, we're already full, so we have to come up with a backup plan in case you want to join. But my advice for you and others that already have that game and would like to find other people to play online is go to our Discord channel. Go right now, discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. Doesn't matter if you want to sign up on your phone, computer, tablet. Just go download the app or go to the website, download the software, and just stay in touch with our community, man, because you could actually play with our community. And we even have voice channels where you could do that, join in, play with others. Super cool. Highly recommend it, man. But thank you so much for the voicemail. And like I said, Division II Warlords of New York, highly recommended. Highly recommended. So much content there, man.
Hey, fellas. Bernard from Cleveland, also known as BMAC. Hope you and your families are safe during these wild times. So I saw online Danny asked the question, what are my favorite games to play while stuck at home? First is the Division II. All the changes from Warlords of New York, the recalibration station, seeing the god roles, great changes from that team. Also, the story is very eerie given what's going on right now. My other game is Stardew Valley. I'm going to pick up Animal Crossing eventually, but with Stardew Valley, it feels good to grow something rather than destroy it. Hope you all stay safe. Peace.
That is awesome, man. Stardew Valley, I've never played that game. I've always been a fan of Animal Crossing since the Nintendo DS. That's the first time I actually played. Awesome, awesome game, man. So, yeah, man, stay safe, man. And actually, look, we have a lot of people that are just finding out about this, about sending messages to GTR. So to be part of this special episode podcast, I want to do more of this because I want our community to feel like we're all in this together, man. So if you get the chance, if you have never called us, this is your first time planning to call us and send us an email and everything, make sure to do it. And here's how.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Okay, so that's how you can contact us and make sure to send us an email, voice message. I will play on the podcast. Even if you have never done this, you're shy, just try your best. Send us a message. Let's do that. I'll play here on the podcast, all right? So here's another voicemail from one of our listeners. Let's go for it.
Hey, GTR, it's Tanya, also known as Cypher Tier. My games to play while we're stuck inside have been Animal Crossing, New Horizons, a lot of Sims 4, and The Division 2. So, yeah, that's been what I've been up to while on lockdown here in Chicago. Later, y'all.
Awesome. So good to hear from Tanya. Tanya, much love to you, man, your family, all right? So, everybody, look, we're going to wrap it up here. Look, I want more voicemails from you, the listeners. Send it in. Emails, send it in. We're in this together. If you feel alone, if you feel like frustrated on what's going on, we're here for you. Just send it a voicemail. We'll put it on the podcast because I want all of us to share all the type of games that we've been playing now for the past few days. And those type of games have been helping us, man. I don't care if it's hardcore games, casual games, whatever makes you feel good in life, man. Super, super important for us to share that to the world. So this is why I wanted to do this now for a while now. And I hope this episode has been helping you out. Please let me know on social media, email, Discord. If you like this type of episode, we're going to do more of these in the future. I have a lot of other voice messages from questions about just gaming related stuff. But I think this was like very important for me to share that to our listeners of the games that makes you feel good while you're stuck at home. Make sure to tune in next time. We're going to have another episode. Most likely it's going to be all about Animal Crossing. I'm going to be recording that episode with Mandy, so stay tuned for that. Head over to gamertagradio.com, listen to our past episodes, and let us know if you like this type of content. We'll do this more in the future. Also, follow us on every social media platform out there. If you have Instagram, follow us, Gamertag Radio, Twitter, Facebook, just follow us. It will help us out. Also, follow me. If you have Twitter right now, go look up Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-E. I'm there. Just follow me and let's stay in touch, all right? Everybody, once again, stay safe, wash your hands, stay clean, and also have fun while you're stuck at home, all right? Until next time, I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.